Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. The tragedy of the Titanic remains etched in the world's memory. But Sitka is the site of a story which parallels the nightmare of a ship sinking at sea with a much better ending. For the 1980 rescue of the Prinsendam is regarded in the annals of maritime history as one of the greatest air-sea rescues of all time. On October 3, 1980, Holland America's Prinsendam spent the day in Glacier Bay, later sailing into ever-roughening seas 120 miles south of Yakutat. Then disaster struck. A crewman replacing a filter heard a loud bang as oil exploded from a fuel line and spewed onto a hot pipe. A sailor's nightmare of fire at sea became a reality. The fire spread quickly through the lower decks. To make matters worse, the ship's pumps lost power. The captain sent a distress call, and the passengers gathered on deck while the crew desperately fought the fire below. By 5 a.m., the fire had spread to the dining room, and with all resources exhausted, the captain gave orders to abandon ship, leaving a small contingent of crew members and himself to combat the blaze. All lifeboats successfully launched into the dark, stormy waters, except one that became entangled in its wires. Fortunately for the castaways, multiple agencies would soon come to their rescue. A helicopter from Air Station Sitka was the first to arrive on the scene, in time to see the small lifeboat flotilla inching away from the burning ship. Quickly, the helicopter deployed Warrant Officer Kenneth Matz to the deck of the Prinsendam. Matz, a veteran firefighter, organized the remaining crew to combat the blaze, but with little success. Soon the oil tanker Williamsburg, Air Force and Coast Guard helicopters and cutters, and Canadian Coast Guard helicopters began plucking survivors from the turbid waters. Lieutenant Bruce Melnick and his crew lifted 110 passengers, pushing personal and helicopter limits, his crew ripping their gloves from the friction caused by repeated lifts of the hoist wire. By 1 a.m., the Boutwell had picked up the last lifeboat, which had drifted away from the rest and had almost been given up for lost. In all, 324 passengers and 200 crew were miraculously rescued without a single serious injury. The Williamsburg brought its passengers to Valdez, while the Coast Guard cutters Woodrush and Boutwell carried their precious cargo to Sitka, where community members provided hospitality that many of the rescued still fondly remember. Holland America attempted to salvage the $50 million pride of their fleet, but the fire rekindled, and after listing 40 degrees, the Prinsendam sank to the bottom of the Gulf of Alaska, forever etching this remarkable victory over the sea won that day by Sitka's brave mariners and airmen. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.